The best high school football team in the state has been slapped with some heavy penalties. An investigation found that the Bellevue High School football program had broken the rules, students giving false addresses, players sent to a private school, improper recruiting. Yesterday, the King County Football Conference handed down sanctions that will prevent the school from making the playoffs for 4 years. That means the Bellevue Wolverines won't even be eligible to be state champs or any place close. Well, that makes Dale Echigoshima sick to his stomach. Dale's son is a ninth grader at Bellevue High, a member of the football team. Dale says this punishment hurts innocent kids.
You're basically, you know, giving the death penalty to the football program, and you're saying that even, you know, kids that are in eighth grade that haven't even, you know, gotten to Bellevue High yet, you're basically saying, you know, your football career at Bellevue High is over before you've even started. They can still play conference, you know, league games, but honestly, until you get to deep into the playoffs, a lot of games really aren't that competitive. And I know everybody, you know, points at Bellevue as saying, well, they win all the time because they cheat. They win all the time because they recruit. But that's not the case. But there's a lot of animosity about Bellevue winning. It's just sad that, you know, they're taking it out on the program and just trying to crush the dreams of all the kids that, you know, are part of Bellevue football.
Well, Dale, there are undoubtedly many reasons why the Bellevue Wolverines have been so great for so long. But this investigation found a lot of rule breaking, fake addresses, sending players to this private school, improper payments to the coach, on and on. Why should the football program, first of all, do you accept the findings that Bellevue did break the rules in this way?
Bill, there's a difference between allegations and evidence. And they have a 68-page report, the WIAA report, and they have allegations and they have exhibits. They don't have evidence, and if it was evidence, that would be something that was actionable by Bellevue School District. Bellevue School District found that there was no evidence connecting the dots between those seven allegations and any athletic sanctions.
Okay. So are you saying you think that Bellevue High competed on a completely level playing field? No rule breaking, no kids coming in and, you know, who didn't really live there, faking addresses, getting help that you really don't feel good about. You know, you just think none of that went on, or no more than any other school?
I don't believe Bellevue broke any rules. If there were false addresses given, that was done by the individual student, and they should be dealt with on an individual basis. That's not on, you know, the coach. How can that be? No, there was no illegal recruiting. People are drawn to success. People want to move there. And if a kid wants to move into Bellevue School District and go to Bellevue High, which is a fantastic school academically, fantastic school for football, if the parents choose to move there, make the commitment to either buy or rent a house or an apartment so their son can go there and play football, then, hey, this is a free country, you know, and if people have a problem with that, that, so be it.
You say that the kids shouldn't be punished for this. Will you give
right.
us, let us know why it matters so much to your ninth grader, to these kids, to be part of a program that can play for the championship and play out of state and play out of district?
Really? It's not apparent? Taking away any postseason play to where they can play for, you know, anything meaningful, championship. If you can't play for the championship, you know, basically, why don't you just go out on Saturdays and, you know, play some rec ball and, you know, call it good, because there's no reward for winning.
That is Dale Echigoshima. His son is a ninth grader at Bellevue High, a member of the football team. Echigoshima wants to see those sanctions overturned and the team's coaches reinstated. The Bellevue School District says it will appeal the sanctions.